train cars that derailed on tracks owned by the Housatonic Railroad toppled over around 1:15 a.m. on Tuesday and are now being cleared by the railroad company, according to Sheffield Police Chief Eric Munson.
They were pretty much in assessment phase yesterday as far as how they were going to, you know, complete the task of getting the, you know, getting it cleaned up. And they brought, started bringing in their heavy equipment early this morning, and their estimate is 2 to 3 days before it's all, you know, all the debris is removed and the trains are uprighted and the tracks are repaired.
According to Munson, traffic was reopened at the railroad crossing on Lime Kiln Road in Sheffield, where the accident occurred, by 7:30 a.m. Tuesday. Nobody was injured in the crash. The Berkshire Eagle reports that the crash was caused by a broken rail. Six cars toppled over and spread their contents, mainly construction debris, including fiberglass insulation and other building materials, across the tracks. Chief Munson said that the debris does not pose an environmental hazard and that the crash is not located near any residential buildings or the Housatonic River.
It's in the Housatonic River Basin, but it's, you know, several, probably a quarter mile from the river itself. Non-residential area, there's a local scrapyard right actually where the crash happened, so it's more of an industrial farming area than it is anything.
The accident marks the second derailment on tracks owned by the Housatonic Railroad in a month. On March 15th, a train derailed in Lee. Four cars also carrying construction debris went off the rails near a former paper mill along the Housatonic River on Columbia Street. Nat Carnes, executive director of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, said that the stretch of tracks where the two accidents occurred is an important artery for companies that provide employment to workers in Berkshire County and northwestern Connecticut.
Sheffield Plastics relies on having, they have to have train service. Becton Dickinson and Specialty Minerals down in North Canaan, Connecticut. You know, collectively, we're talking about hundreds of jobs in the region served by that railroad that are at risk.
The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission had previously worked with the Northwest Connecticut Council of Governments on a federal grant application with the U.S. Department of Transportation to replace several sections of rail along the tracks, including in Sheffield, but
that was not successful, and Congress has decided not to fund that program any longer, so that isn't even an option anymore.
Karn said that the recent accidents show the need to replace Berkshire Rail infrastructure like the tracks in Sheffield, which he claims are several decades old.
It's old, short segment pieces of track. It's not the long unit track that's the modern standard. It's, you know, my understanding is even the forging process when the track was made is entirely different now than it was 100 years ago. And iron gets brittle, so, you know, you got age, way it was made, and kind of the design components.
A representative for the Housatonic Railroad did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. For photos, visit our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.